again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 245 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. Today we'll get around to talking about jacks, which I'm told meant cash. He had a lot of jack on him. And packs, meaning to carry. He packed a heavy load. Jack's packs. As American as Mayberry and Opie Sanders. Shortly after the child bride and I had exchanged vows, we set up housekeeping. At least that's the way they used to say it back in the 40s. We set up housekeeping in what I had always called the Maxwell Apartments, though I noticed official records listed it as the Jackson Apartments. It was owned and operated by Mrs. Bernice McAllister, who lived in one of the apartments, and before she would allow you to rent one of the units, she'd do a character investigation more in-depth than that of a fraternal order. We had one of the rear units, which consisted only of a living room and kitchen. There was a Murphy bed that pulled down from the wall in the living room, and there was an adjacent closet which was just big enough for our son's crib when he came into the world in October of 1948. The refrigerator in the kitchen had the motor on top, and the range had ovens on the same level as the burner units. Those were the golden years, when I was young enough to run up and down those two flights of stairs to our apartment. Back in November, I was a bit shocked to notice that the stairs to the front entrance have been removed, and they've poured a concrete slab in the space between where Lawrence Orr ran his radio and TV shop and where Bee and Betty Sims ran the Jack's Packs. There's still a TV shop where Lawrence Orr used to be, but instead of Jack's Packs, it's now something called Satchel and Scroll. I explained how B. Sim said the original owners had named the place Jack's Packs when it opened in 1935. Jack's for cash, Packs for carry. After the war, Benjamin, the man everybody knows as B., bought the grocery store and went into partners with his brother-in-law, William V. Powers. 5 years later, Bill Powers was appointed police chief and sold his interest back to B. Living there in the Maxwell or Jackson apartments and having the convenience of a mini supermarket at the foot of the stairs was a dream. Because back then, we couldn't afford a fully stocked pantry. You bought an item only when you needed it, right then. If you were out of milk, it would mean running down two flights of stairs, buying a bottle. It was still sold in bottles back then. And then running back up the two flights of stairs. I said B. Sims Jack's Packs was a mini supermarket because he stocked and sold any and everything you'd expect to find in one of the mega markets today, naturally in small quantities. B.'s produce counter was maybe 10 feet long, and he had all the staple fruits and vegetables. After all, back then, nobody had heard of kiwi fruit, and the only time you expected to find oranges was around Christmas. B. had a meat counter along with a cooler in the rear of the store, and naturally he was the butcher. Nobody had ever heard of Walter, so B. was the produce manager, and most of all, he was the bookkeeper and the office manager. B. ran credit accounts, and he, like H.M. Flynn, will never tell you either the amount of money people beat him out of by not paying a grocery bill, and he would certainly never mention their name. After B.'s brother-in-law became police chief, B.'s wife Betty found it necessary to lend a hand to the operation, and B. hired high school boys, mainly to make deliveries on the company-owned bicycle, but were also available to assist with stock chores and keeping the stock and store neat. I first encountered the word Iptay at the Jack's Packs. B. was an ardent and resolute fan of Clemson, and I learned that Iptay was a contraction of some sort which meant you'd given money to Clemson. I knew there were some small schools like Duke, Wake Forest, and State outside of the great University of North Carolina. I was not as familiar with Clemson, and before or after any football weekend, which meant from Thursday to Tuesday, the good-natured banter was waiting for you about Death Valley and the fearful Clemson team the very minute you opened the door. B. and Betty were active in the Methodist Church, and for years, as part of B.'s stewardship, he maintained the grounds around the church at no cost. He was a one-man sales blizzard for the Roy Johnson Bible class, and he practiced his religion all his life. For years after he sold and closed the Jack's Packs in 1976, you'd see B. in other supermarkets loading buggy after buggy with groceries. He was still shopping for and delivering groceries to a dozen or so of the elderly ladies who had been his customers at the B&B, and he continued to be their grocery man at no charge, even when he was no longer in the grocery business. B and my older brother Grady went to school together and were lifelong friends, and every time I'd see Grady, sometime in the conversation, he'd ask about B. I told him once it would embarrass B if it should ever get back to him that I said it, being the macho man that he is. But I said, Grady, if you could ever describe a man as being a sweet person, it would be B. Sims. Harkening back to the old country sermons about the pearly gates, I can sort of envision B sitting there with that little section of account pads he used to work on there in his grocery store, his credit business, assisting St. Peter on the character of those seeking admission. I can even envision an instance where B would see a man with a long unpaid account. Study a second and then yell out, "Let him in! He's a good man!" B. Sims never met a man he didn't love. What a memory of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.